every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the Line.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something, Jeffrey? I just got to say that the Indianapolis Colts stepped it up today by signing Philip Rivers, 44 years old. You know something? Let me tell you a little bit about the girls that run the Indianapolis Colts. That's Jim Irsay's daughters that he blessed with being able to run it. And he taught them how to run it. And you know, you got Carly Irsay Gordon, you got Casey Foyt, and you got Kalen Jackson. Let me tell you a little bit about Casey Foyt. She's married to AJ Foyt IV. He was on Kids in Motorsports for me. I know him really well. They're doing a great job at the Indianapolis Colts, without a doubt.
Well, they were put in a very awkward position, losing, some would say, you know, an MVP candidate quarterback in Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
and
they were.
So they had to go out and find someone to fill those shoes. And, you know, when you're looking at the market of available quarterbacks, typically, you don't run across a guy that had a career like Philip Rivers that's kind of sitting on the shelf retired, but clearly he thinks he still has something left in the tank. You know, they drafted a guy in San Diego / LA to replace him, and he bowed out, and now we're going to find out if he still has anything in the tank. He's stepping into a wonderful team to take over as a 44-year-old quarterback. The world is his oyster right now in Indianapolis.
Well, you got to bring in a guy that is a winner. And this guy is a proven winner. Well, he's up to be in the Hall of Fame, for God's sake, this year. So what does that tell you?
It tells me that there's a lot to be seen for the rest of this football season with the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into college football, Major League Baseball, WWE, and of course, Jabroni of the Week. But we got to run. We'll be right back.
Stay cozy, stay home, and still save big online during Lowe's December deal drops. Right now, get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops on Lowe's.com every week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge. Tax due and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rights reserved. Blue
sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something, Jeffrey, before we were rudely interrupted making money, let me tell you this. You know, when I told you about A.J. Foyt the fourth. He was a great racer himself, and he was one of the stars on Kids in Motorsports, and that Peabody nominated series that yours truly produced, and I'm very proud of. And now he's married to one of the girls that own the Colts. Not bad, you know.
Girls like guys that drive fast, and clearly Ursay's daughter was one of those girls. So she found herself a race car
Casey.
Driver.
That's Casey. You know, the other one's Carly. Now, Carly's the girl who you see on the sidelines. Let me tell you something. She's like her father, Jim Ursay. She knows the business inside and out. She knows how to call plays. She knows how all that stuff. I mean, she's smart, man. I mean, I love all these three girls because you know what they have done? They're like their dad who would step it out and go sign a Philip Rivers when nobody else would. They're liable to be in the Super Bowl.
It's a team that can reach the Super Bowl with a quarterback in tow. And if Philip Rivers has enough left in the tank, I know I've said that multiple times already, but if he's able to play good quarterback, he's got a shot to take them to the Super Bowl. If you want a shot to win the life Super Bowl, you got to go over to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And it is, in our opinion, a Super Bowl winning experience over at odark30.com.
Well, you're talking about an experience. The Chargers gave the Eagles an experience of kicking their ass.
The Philadelphia Eagles will be just fine going into the playoffs. I think this is a team that is, you know, not, I don't want to drag them because I dragged them all last year. And
well, you need to drag them again. You know, you got A.J. Brown who can't even catch, man. He had three passes and one of them was a TD that should have been caught. He's always bitching and moaning, oh, I don't get enough passes. Well, he got them and he couldn't catch them.
Well, the football gods are feisty. I almost use a word we're not allowed to use on mouthing off all over the world. But A.J. Brown was the squeaky wheel. He is a very good wide receiver. He was not getting enough targets. I don't know why that was. Jalen Hurts just wasn't throwing the ball his way, so he whined, and they've started throwing the ball his way. And sometimes when you bring a microscope onto yourself like that and you have a bad game, this is exactly what's going to be talked about following that game. And now A.J. Brown can't catch the ball. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. He can definitely catch footballs. He had a bad game.
Well, hey, go to the replay, big boy. And you'll see him drop three passes right in his hands. I mean, I am not going to stick up for this mealy mouth idiot. You know something? He's getting paid a lot of money not to drop passes, but to catch them.
I'm sure the Philadelphia Eagles fans were very excited to see A.J. Brown pass by on the float when they won the Super Bowl with him last year. And
yeah, but that was last year. Hey, let me tell you something. You know anything about Philly fans? That was last year.
They're throwing batteries at him now?
Well, yeah, they are. Yeah, I mean, he's a battery kind of guy. It's like, hey.
I don't think their memories are that short.
Oh, they're very short. They booed Santa Claus. What does that tell you?
Well, I mean, it was a long time coming. It wasn't overnight that happened. It was a long time coming.
Well, this wasn't a long time coming. They were booing his ass, believe me. A.J. Brown, they were booing him. He let his battleship mouth overload his rowboat ass. That's what happened with him.
Well, let's talk about quarterbacks who have played over the age of 40. Philip Rivers, 44-year-old quarterback, coming in to potentially take over for the Indianapolis Colts. Big names here on this list. George Blanda, if you're under the age of 60, yeah. You don't remember seeing him play at all.
Well, it doesn't matter about the damn age, Jeffrey. It imagines about history.
Yes.
It's the history of football. George Blanda, at 48 years old, threw three touchdown passes. I mean, hell. I mean, he's not an idiot.
I wasn't taking anything away from George Blanda, but I believe that George Blanda at age 48 was coming in off the bench. He wasn't expected to take a team to the Super Bowl. And the next guy on this list was absolutely expected to take a team to the Super Bowl. And guess
and
what?
He did.
He did, and he won. Yeah. Tom Brady makes the list of quarterbacks to play over the age of 40. Warren Moon, the Houston Oilers quarterback that
he could play right now. Let me tell you something. Warren Moon he could just suit up and go play right now. That's how good he is.
Houston Oilers, for those who haven't been paying attention, moved to Tennessee and became the Titans.
They probably should
have Warren Moon start playing quarterback for them. Warren Moon, Hall of Famer, phenomenal quarterback, played to the age of 44. Steve DeBerg, I don't remember this one. Was he still with the Kansas City Chiefs at age 45?
Or the Broncos at 45. I don't know.
Another quarterback that had a very good prime, but I'm sure at age 45. Really, the only guy on this list that we should be talking about in hopes of Philip Rivers is Tom Brady.
Absolutely. That's where you want to follow.
Yes.
It's Tom Brady. Believe me.
What a kick in the pants to Chargers fans if Philip Rivers, who never got them over the hump, signs at age 44 to the Colts, wins a Super Bowl for the first time in his career, and goes down in history as a guy that came out of retirement and took a team and won the Super Bowl.
Hey, you know what really Philip Rivers is on the cutting edge is when John Gruden goes and interviews you. You know that, something's fixing to happen.
Yes. Other things that could potentially happen. The AFC North has three of their four head coaches that, according to my paperwork, will be fired. Tell me about that, Eddie.
Right now, everybody in the AFC North, head coach-wise, could get fired. If you don't win the division, your ass is gone.
It's funny. I'm reading the paperwork here, and it says they will be fired.
You know something? If you don't win, your ass is going. How about that?
Well, okay. So let me go to the first guy on the list, the Steelers' Mike Tomlin, who in his entire run with the Steelers has won. It looks like he's probably going to again win. And they're just saying that he's been there too long. They need a change of scenery.
The fans are shouting, fire him.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh. They've never done that, ever.
They're buying into the hype. The Ravens with John Harbaugh.
Where's the hype? Excuse me. Where's the hype come from?
It's on every single network that you turn on the TV.
A bunch of jock sniffers that never played the frigging game. And then them wash-up guys like Clark at ESPN that runs his damn mouth.
John Harbaugh with the Ravens. This would be a stunner if John Harbaugh was fired. He's a great coach. They're having an off year. It doesn't seem to be his
off
fault.
Off year? The reason he's not in the Super Bowl is because his quarterback.
Yeah.
The quarterback can't step it up and be a five-star quarterback. He's never been a five-star quarterback. Only for himself. That's it.
He's injured. He'll look better when he gets
injured.
Healthy.
Yeah, right. Okay. He's got an injured brain.
Zach Taylor with the Bengals. They've had a rough run under Zach Taylor he came out of the gate.
He's gone.
Looking
I'm
like a stud.
He's gone.
Yeah, maybe they move on from him. Maybe they give him a little bit of a leash because of the injury problems there. And Kevin Stefanski with the Browns. Yeah. If you think he's your problem, Browns, then go ahead and fire him. Nothing's going to change. I say one out of these four coaches gets fired, and that's Mike Tomlin, which is sad to hear, but he will go on somewhere else and coach if he wants to, and he'll have success there.
I'm just telling you, there's four guys out of the AFC North is going to be fired.
The Saints beat the Bucs. Todd Bowles on the hot seat on my paperwork. But once again, I disagree. I think the Bucs look great. I think they're going to probably make a run in the playoffs.
Well, you can disagree all you want, but you know something? It's a firing kind of damn deal right going on with head coaches in the NFL right now. Tampa Bay looked like crap. They didn't even show up. What kind of head coach does not have you show up?
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Now then, all over the world.
Back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, you know something? The Heisman Top Four has been presented.
I know you have a favorite on this list, but let me go through the list. It's Jeremiah Love, quarterback of the University of North Carolina. I mean, I said I was going to go through it before we got into it. Diego Pavia from Vanderbilt, quarterback. Quarterback Julian Sayin from Ohio State and quarterback Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana. And so first, let's get into whom you think is the favorite to win the Heisman.
Well, the one who should win it is Diego Pavia from Vanderbilt. I mean, because he's done more for that program than anybody has ever done for anyone else. And when you look at it, it's probably going to be Mendoza out of Indiana because of what he did against Ohio State. Now, the voters are going to say, well, Julian Sayin has another year. That's what they're going to say with him. And the boy out of Notre Dame, they kill himself by being such a squeak. You know something? Notre Dame just makes me sick. I just got to tell you. I mean, you turn down a bowl game. They don't want to go to a bowl game to play Vanderbilt to get their ass kicked. That's why they didn't want to go.
Well, you know, it's funny how I feel that Notre Dame feels like they deserve the amount of love that they get from the committee because they have had more chances to play in the playoff than they deserve, in my opinion. They made a great run last year, but since the playoff started, they've been in multiple times and they've gone in and just gotten destroyed by a team out of the SEC, a team out of the ACC, other teams that are better than Notre Dame. And finally, the committee said, you know what? Miami beat Notre Dame head-to-head. We're going to put Miami in. And Notre Dame...
Well, they finally looked at the videotape, Jeff, and says, well, Miami just whipped them like they owned them. I mean, they did.
Well, I feel like the right choice was made here. I don't think the right reaction was had by Notre Dame. They turned down... Listen, Florida State played the bowl game when they were absolutely screwed by this committee. And I know a lot of players that were going to be drafted didn't show up for that game, but the school showed up. They played the game. They got beat and they moved on to next year.
Hey, let me tell you this. Notre Dame is a bunch of crybabies.
Well, they sure are.
They're not. Hey, let me tell you something. They're not a first-class program. A first-class program would not do this, period.
They may have an argument, but this is just how it works.
Argument my ass. Come on. I mean, you either step it up, you either get in there, or you don't get it. How about that? But you don't quit. They're quitters.
Yeah.
I mean, you know something? That doesn't show your guys how to be a winner. It shows you how to be a quitter. Miami deserved it. And too bad.
The Big 12 fined Iowa State and Kansas State $500,000 each for turning down their prospective bowl games. This is an odd thing that three teams have turned down bowl games.
Well, they're not worth a crap. Iowa State, Kansas State, you're going to bitch and moan, oh, I don't have players. Most of the time, you go and you play the bowl game regardless because it's a lot of money to your college.
Yeah,
so, you know something? I mean, it's just ridiculous, Jeff, to allow these woke bastards to do what they're doing.
Well, the Big 12 has, you know, fined them and said, we're not going to put up with this. Notre Dame, we'll see what happens with them. I'm sure nothing will happen to Notre Dame.
Oh, no,
I'm sure
nothing because of the money.
I'm sure that next year they'll open the season in the top 10 as usual, and then they'll have to prove themselves out of the playoff talk by the end of the season. But this is a bad look for Notre Dame. It's a bad look for Iowa State and Kansas State. Where are we in this world where back in the day, first of all, there weren't as many bowl games and a lot of teams didn't get an opportunity to go play in a bowl game. Now we have a million bowl games. They're played. I think they start playing tomorrow night for bowl games. I mean, we're a month away from the new year, but the bowl games start, you know, beginning of December. And so all of these teams get an opportunity to go play in a bowl game. And it just figures that now they're saying, no, we're not going to go play. We're not going to go play in a bowl game.
Yeah, but why would you do that? You are an ex-athlete, and I'm an ex-athlete. Why would you do that to an athlete to say, hey, we're not going to a bowl game because we're woke, and we don't want to go there because we're a bunch of sissy asses? You know, it can't be done. You got to make these guys stand up and be a grown-ass man. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, I wonder. So I guess I'm assuming the ADs made the decision that they were going to.
I don't know. I think the coaches made the decision.
Well,
and those coaches need to be fired, to tell you the truth.
I don't think that the coach can make the I'm sure they're in the talks, but I don't think the coach can make the final decision. Hey, we're not going to play.
They can say, oh, my players are hurt or this and that.
Well, you know, college football has rosters of like 150 kids. They have freshmen that would love to go out and play.
Well, you know, you look at Arch Manning. They got two numbers. They got one for him and one for a defensive back, number 16. So they got plenty of numbers. They just double them up.
Yeah, they have huge rosters. That's not an excuse that we don't have enough players. I feel like this is just, it basically is a four-year-old crying that they didn't get the candy. And the adult has to step in and say, hey, you don't get to act this way because we didn't buy you candy. So,
sissified. Three sissified colleges.
Well,
as Dexter Rose would tell you.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's jump over to the top 12. These teams are going to be vying for the national championship this year. The byes go to Indiana, of course, Ohio State, of course, Georgia, of course, and Texas Tech, of course. So those four teams are 100% deserving of the bye, and these other teams are going to play to get the opportunity to go and face them. Indiana plays the winner of Oklahoma versus Alabama. Who do you have
Indiana.
No. Oklahoma versus Alabama.
Oh, boy. Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know about this one. I feel like Alabama is probably a safe pick. Oklahoma could go in there and upset Alabama. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Could go in there and beat Alabama. I don't know who to take in this one, but I'm going to go with the safe bet and take Alabama as well. Ohio State plays the winner of Texas A&M and Miami. Where do you go there, Eddie?
Boy, I love both teams. And you know where I'm going to go? Miami.
This is an interesting one because Miami is ranked 10th and Texas A&M is ranked 7th. So you look at this as a major advantage for Texas A&M, but these two teams are pretty evenly matched, I think. And I think this is going to be a great game. I hope Miami comes out the winner, but I wouldn't be surprised either way.
I think Miami has a better quarterback.
I think they figured out how to play with... This is the problem with the age we're in now, where a quarterback steps into a program and they have to learn a new system, and they're in college, you know, if you lose, you're potentially out. Obviously, Miami took a couple of losses this year and they're in, but they really seem to click after they took their two losses, and this team looks very good going into the playoffs. So Texas A&M definitely needs to be careful. I'm also going to go with Miami, but I'm betting from the heart there, not the head. Georgia will face the winner of Ole Miss, Tulane. Is this a game that Tulane upsets Ole Miss because of the coaching?
No, it's not going to happen. It's Ole Miss and Georgia. I wanted to see Georgia whip Ole Miss's ass like a stepchild that they are. And now they don't have Lane Kiffin. Nah, they're done.
So Texas Tech has a bye, and they play Oregon next, because the matchup of this is Oregon versus James Madison, and I'm giving no respect at all.
Well, that's liable to be 40-0.
I'm giving no respect to James Madison.
Yeah, right.
No. They're probably going to get rid of these automatic bids after this year. The Tulane and James Madison making it into the playoff is slightly embarrassing for the committee. Duke not making it in is a blessing to the committee.
Let me tell you, a hell of a damn game is Texas Tech and Oregon coming up.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna have to watch. We're gonna have to watch Oregon practice before that game happens, but we'll see a week of Oregon practice, and then we'll see Texas Tech, Oregon. We're going to have mud all over our face if James Madison somehow goes in there and beats Oregon.
Let me tell you something. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Here's the deed to my house.
They're in Nike country. They're in Eugene, Oregon. They ain't going to beat Oregon.
No.
Let me tell you, Lanning, I love him as a coach. He ought to be in the SEC. I'm just telling you. He came from the SEC. But the bottom line is, this guy will whip your ass and beat you like James Madison better strap himself in. It's what they're going to do.
All right. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World. Mouthing Off All Over the World.
This year, give them a gift that helps them make the shelf, not a gift that ends up collecting dust on one. During Lowe's December deal drops, get two free select DeWalt tools when you buy a select DeWalt 5-amp-hour battery kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop December deal drops today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/17. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's Saturday. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you are one of the first 100 in-store customers. Yes, visualize you at Kohl's as a winner. Plus, you'll also save up to 50% store-wide. It's all happening this Super Saturday at Kohl's. No purchase necessary. While supplies last on 12/13/25. One card per household. Select style. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 13th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Without a doubt. You know something? There's a lot of crap going on in Major League Baseball, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you know, I think that we are in the window of teams being able to sign free agents, and some of them got started. The Phillies brought back Kyle Schwarber, 5 years, $150 million.
Oh, geez, man, I love it. I honestly,
as a guy who, you know, kind of roots against the Philadelphia Phillies, I love it too. Kyle Schwarber is you're going to get maybe two of those 5 years out of him, and then you're going to be paying $90 million to a guy that should be.
I love the way you just put a guy and say, oh, you're only going to get 2 years. No. You're going to get 5 years out of Kyle. And, you know, he could have went to Cincinnati. That's his hometown, Cincinnati Reds. And he kind of backed off because, you know, he's a true blue Philly.
Well, guy.
He loves Philadelphia.
He's going to be 37 by the time this contract is over. I'll give him, maybe he can play at 35.
Like he's old. I mean, please.
Well, what are they going to do? Are they going to have him play first base? Are they going to have him DH? What is he going to be, the DH?
Because
they
have been DH forever.
But they have like three guys that are going to need to be DHs too that are on contracts.
Well, they're not good the life him. That boy can hit a damn ball. Believe me.
I mean, Bryce Harper called and said, "Did you say that I can't hit as good as Kyle Schwarber?" And Bryce,
no, I'm just telling you, he can't.
No,
it's like that's just the way it is.
Edwin Diaz inks with the Dodgers, $69 million over 3 years. It's not a bad deal. I mean, the Dodgers have a wealth of talent, and Edwin Diaz
just keep getting richer.
He doesn't jump off the page as someone who is going to greatly improve the Dodgers, but they signed him. They've got him for 3 years. And
$69 million.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they just throwing money away in LA.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's a better deal than $150 million over 5 years to a 32-year-old Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, but
Schwarber.
Go. Hey, just go back and look. You know what? He earned that $150 all the years he gave to the Phillies.
Well,
he's a clutch kind of dude.
I don't even think of Kyle Schwarber as a Philly. I think of him as a Cub. So if he were to go into the Hall of Fame, which there's potential that he will, I have a feeling he's going to go in with a Cubs uniform on, and they are the Phillies are basically going all in on this roster that they've built that has not gotten them a World Series ring
yet is
a very short time for they're all aging. It's not a young team anymore. I know they have a couple of guys that have stepped up that are young. They're filling out the roster with guys they've brought up, but the reality is the core of this team is age. JT Realmuto, not young. Kyle Schwarber, not young. Bryce Harper, not young. Trey Turner, actually, I feel like, is youngish, but he's also not young. They've put together a stable of guys who haven't done it for them. And you know what? They're dying on their sword of this is the lineup that's going to win us a World Series.
Hey, let me ask you something, Mr. Predictable. What about Detroit Lions with that lefty they got?
Just the Tigers with Tariq Skubal, a guy who is very young and is an absolute I mean, he didn't really come out of nowhere, but if you're not paying attention to baseball, he came out of nowhere. And
yeah, but how many arm surgeries he's had too already?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter anymore, Eddie. The fact of the matter,
I see that. Scott Boras is his agent, so you know.
Yeah,
you better sign him, or he's gonna go.
Yeah, well, I feel like the Tigers are in a place where they feel like they can win. I think Spencer Torkelson would be more likely the guy that they trade away, and you just don't trade an ace if you're the Detroit Tigers. I feel like they should keep this thing together and run it back, but I'm not their GM. We'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, the president said nobody is untouchable.
Yeah.
And so that's sad when somebody says that.
That's the world we live in, where these, I know that you don't think of Detroit as a small market team, but they are. They're at this point, Detroit is a small market team, and they don't have the money to spend that the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Phillies, these guys that go out and spend all of their money. The Tigers aren't a team like that. So I feel I think they're going to keep it together. I don't think they're going to start trading people. But Tariq Skubal should be the last person on the list of people to run out of Detroit. Freddy Peralta, potentially to the Red Sox from the Brewers. I don't know how to handle this one. He's a great pitcher. He's been around for a while. He is a Brewer. I think of him as a Brewer. And the Red Sox are looking to reload, and they could bring in a guy like Freddy Peralta.
No, they're looking. I mean, they're seriously looking at him.
Yeah, if they decide to bring him in, that would be quite a boon for the Red Sox, a loss for the Brewers. But the Brewers have recovered from losing big name pitchers, especially. They just seem to be reloading. They never seem to be able to get over the hump. But, you know, the Ryan Braun Brewers have been able to consistently stay relevant, and they lose the big name arms. So we'll see what happens with Freddy Peralta. Hunter Green from the Reds. The Dodgers want him. This is my surprised face.
The Dodgers got the money.
I know, but do they need another young stud pitcher? I
mean, hey, let me tell you something. The Dodgers are loading up. I mean, you got to...
Loading? They're loaded up.
You got to give them credit. They're just going to do what they got to do.
I just don't understand how you can... Are they going to have a 10-man rotation? They're going to have to move a couple of guys out if they bring in Hunter Green.
Hey, they want to win because they got a $1 billion contract with friggin' Japan.
If he goes to the Dodgers, I mean, if the Dodgers sign any huge free agent names in this offseason, I might...
They just did Diaz. I mean,
I don't think that's a big name free agent, in my opinion. But... So, anyway, if they get Hunter Green, I might be out. I might be out on the MLB. It's getting ridiculous. Nick Pivetta, an arm that, you know, is salvageable. He's been around for a long time. He's with the Padres now, was with the Red
Sox.
Cubs
need him.
Yeah,
believe me.
I think it would be a good decision to bring him in if you're the Cubs. The Cubs are on the cusp, and Nick Pivetta would add to, you know, a young team that has rebuilt quickly. And that would be a great move by the Cubs. We'll see. It's too early to say.
Hey, you're talking about a great move. That's coming up on Saturday night main event. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, and a WWE Hall of Famer, is going to see John Cena's last match. What the hell, man? You can't get better than that, man.
No, I just listened to a long-form interview of John Cena. What a guy. So excited to see what his future holds. He's done so much for wrestling. I got a kick out of the fact that his rapper persona, Vince McMahon, hated it, but obviously fell in love with it when it got so much heat. But John Cena's a legend in the WWE. He's going out a legend, and I think going out in good time, you know, he still could kind of do it, and he's not going to...
Well, you know something? Sometimes, you know, your body can only take so much, Jeff.
Well, we've seen guys, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but they stay in way past their prime. They look like a shell of themselves. It's almost embarrassing at times that they're still rolling out there, and we love them. I'm not taking anything away from them, but...
Well, I love John Cena. You know why?
Why?
He's John Cena. And you know something? He's never let the crowd down. He's never let the locker room down. He's never let the company down. I mean, he is a true superstar in this business.
Yeah, I agree. He's going to go out like a champ, and he might not be a champ when he goes out, but he's going out like one.
Well, hey, you know something? He is a champ, and he's going to go out a champ, believe me.
Liv Morgan is back. They teamed her up with Roxy Perez.
Well, what do you think? I mean, all of a sudden, the WWE has got it lit up again. You know the one who's going to light them up really big is Tiffany Stratton. That girl is a superstar without any wings or nothing else, man. That girl not only can talk, she can work in the ring, and she's beautiful. You can't get any better than that.
We do talk a lot about the women's division of the WWE here.
Well, that's what draws the damn money.
I don't think it is.
You know, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, they only draw so much.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
I mean, really, I'm just telling you.
John Cena, who is a draw, is moving on. And I don't, do they have, is Cody Rhodes the guy that's going to take over the reins? Because you can't have the WWE without a huge superstar. And are they being left without one when John Cena steps away?
Pretty much. The only guy that can really step in like John Cena and even be close to holding his job is Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, he's been around for a little while, and he's never been the top talent in the WWE. Maybe this is his time to shine.
Roman Reigns has been a huge champion, and he drew like a son of a gun.
Yeah, but was he the face of the WWE at the time he was doing that?
Yeah, he was.
All right, well, I take it back then. He was the face of the WWE.
Yeah, you got to understand that Roman Reigns is one of the biggest guys besides John Cena in the history of this business.
Well, now
that's
I understand.
How good he is. And you know, Cody Rhodes is Dusty Rhodes' son. He ain't Roman Reigns, and so Roman Reigns is Sika, one of the Samoans boys. Who's it gonna be, Jabroni of the Week? Oh, God, Jabroni of the Week? Jeff, it's got to be easy, man. It's Notre Dame. They quit on their ball players. How in the hell do you turn down a bowl game and not get these guys a ring? If you're so damn good, go get them and win the bowl game and get them a ring and get Notre Dame for money. But see, Notre Dame doesn't need money. They got the Catholic Church.
They've also got their own television contract. They're kind of like the Dodgers of college football. But, you know, Notre Dame,
you're right.
You're
absolutely right with NBC.
Yeah. In my opinion, Notre Dame is kind of their own thing. And in a day and age where you didn't have to necessarily play to win the championship, you didn't have to face the biggest teams out of the biggest conferences to win the national championship, Notre Dame was national champion. I mean, they talk about the Catholics versus the convicts, and when they beat Miami and they were able to win a national championship. But other than that, really, I feel like they've just always been kind of boosted. And for the first time,
well, you know something, they're the only college that has a deal with like an NBC.
Yeah, and you know,
I mean, even the University of Georgia, Alabama, some of the greatest teams ever do not have that.
We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, without a doubt. And when you look at this show, you're going to see that Notre Dame is a bunch of sissies and a bad sport. I'm just telling you.
It's sad to see, you know, you got to take your lumps. I feel like when I look back at the Florida State snub, when they lost their starting quarterback, and then, you know, a lot of their big name guys chose to sit out their bowl game, I looked at that as you guys missed an opportunity to show that they made a mistake. You know, you should have been in the playoff and we can win without our quarterback. But instead, they go and they play Auburn with, you know, the next crop of kids, a bunch of freshmen and sophomores playing, and they get beat badly. And the committee can then say, we told you so. And Notre Dame is sort of doing the same thing here. If they manned up, they went into their bowl game, they whooped up on whoever they faced, because I was seeing potentially the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which is formerly the Citrus Bowl here in Orlando. They were talking about potentially a Notre Dame-BYU matchup, two teams that we thought were going to make it into the playoff.
They were going to put Notre Dame against Vanderbilt. It scared them. I'm just telling you. Well, they didn't want to get beat by Vanderbilt.
I saw talk of them facing BYU and it's hard for me not to call it the Citrus Bowl, but that's the news that I saw was that they actually ended up I can't remember what it is, like the third in the ACC versus the whatever in the Big Ten ends up in the Citrus Bowl. And I think that was the matchup that was likely.
Hey, the bottom line is Notre Dame is a quitter. And they're not really a first-class organization anymore.
It's not a good look. Everybody's going to look back on it and say, hey, you know, we're talking about Florida State from years ago, and I haven't forgotten that they decided that they were going to kind of, they didn't fuss as bad as Notre Dame and not show up to their bowl game, but they fussed and said, we're not going to roll out our guys that are going into the draft and our big studs. And they got smoked.
Yeah, you know, that crap's got to stop. You either play or you don't play. Hey, you're getting paid now to play.
All right, Eddie, we're out of time here. Tell them goodbye.
For Jeff, the other guy. See you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.